Right on time, Kyle.
How are you doing this morning, Stuart?
Fortunately, I'm still shaking this cold, but I'll be all right.
What time does it typically start warming up over there for you guys in the mornings?
Warming up?
Or getting a little not as cold, I should say.
You know, it completely depends, and unlike California, where I grew up, the weather's different from day to day.
Really? Yeah, I imagine. Yeah. I've only been there once, and it was closer to the end of the year, and it was pretty chilly, I should say.
Yeah, right now it's 72 degrees, and it's like a California day.
Okay. Sounds like it's kind of nice then.
Last week at this time, it was in the low 60s.
Oh, yeah, all over the place then. Gotcha. Okay, well, yeah, just had a few questions for you here real quick. So I got most of everything together over here. I got your pay, like all those payoff letters and whatnot from Mary Beth there. So she got me that. We should be good to go getting everything together. I just wanted to get a better rundown of when you first took out the money last year from those lenders. What did you guys use it for, or what was your plan for that there? Just to kind of have startup cash?
Yeah, we had startup cash in February. Was it April for the two loans, and we just had a variety of other bills and things the more recent one was just a working capital.
Okay, and you guys just kind of use that to have purchasing power then, that sort of thing? Pay off some bills and keep some cash on hand then?
Yes.
Okay.
Company's been growing. My wife is now working for me full time. Just doing a lot of things to expand and take on more business. And a lot of the times when I take on more business, I have to, like for example, I just came back from giving expert witness testimony for a week in Oklahoma City.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing more and more of that. The way it works with litigation is I pay for everything, you know, and then at the end I bill for it. So, I may build up a couple thousand dollars in airplane fees and a couple thousand dollars in hotel fees and couple thousand dollars in research materials, and by the time two months of litigation is done with, and I present them with a $20,000 bill.
Okay.
That's where working capital comes in handy, especially when doing litigation.
And do you do that pretty frequently, or you guys are starting to a little bit more than you were in the past then?
Both. Obviously, litigation is where you want to be. That's where, you know, the money is. When I'm on the stand or working with the attorneys, it's $350 an hour.
Okay.
When I'm at home or traveling and I'm just doing work in preparation, like preparing an IRS compliant appraisal or review of someone else's work or something, that's all hourly billed at $175 an hour.
Okay.
So it's always good money, and I'll take as much of it as I can get.
Of course.
I usually get, well, let me see, last year I got 1, 2, 3, 4 of those types of jobs, and that's probably how much I'll get a year, 4 or 5 of those a year.
Okay, and they usually last anywhere from a couple of weeks to a couple of months, then it sounds like?
Yeah, well, as a consultant and appraiser, there's usually 4 or 5 jobs on my desk at once. So that's being layered in. Litigation takes a long time. So
yeah.
I'm always doing stuff in between.
Okay. Switching it up to keep you busy.
Of the dirty details you want about my business.
Definitely. That was a good rundown. Definitely understand a little bit more about what you're using the money for. That makes perfect sense, be able to have a little extra cash just so you can get started and get those jobs rolling. Be a little easier on the bank account there, using, someone else's cash instead of...
The more, and I've got a family and everything, so I don't want to turn away any jobs. So
of course,
once in a while, all the bills happen at once, and the more that I've got on hand, hopefully I never have to say no to a good paying job.
Yeah. The more cash flow you have makes it a lot easier to take on more of those. Okay. So that's basically what you meant by expanding then as well?
We're expanding in terms of marketing.
Oh, okay.
And slapping the flesh with attorneys and CPAs and people in the land preservation business, which is a lot of the kind of work that I do because not too many people know how to do it. So, yeah, I'm working on a marketing piece right now, in fact, to send out to probably 10 of the... If I had all 10 of these people giving me regular work, that'd be awesome. These are 10, 30 of the most... I don't know how many people are on the list. It's at least 20 most important people in involved in the type of work that I do. So sending an email out, because they were all at a seminar that I went to, and I asked for the contact list, for who went.
Of course.
And so I was sending an email out, and it doesn't take a lot of marketing because the company that I work in tandem with a lot, Integra Realty Resources, is a national company that's been around, the local franchise has been around since the 60s.
Oh, okay.
And the previous owner of the company did most of the land preservation, tax credit, conservation easement, fee simple gift, appraisals and litigation support really in this whole area.
Okay.
And so I worked with him for his last years and when he sold his company to Ken Brown, who was the managing director at the time. I became the director of really this entire department.
Oh, wow.
It has anything to do with IRS or income or property tax related issues or litigation support, then it comes to me.
Okay, so that's pretty beneficial then, really. You have a lot of alternatives given coming in and out for you then, in a way, basically, right?
Yeah, we got a lot going on, and like I said, this letter goes out and I get 5 calls, I've got the people to do the work through Integra, and I can take it on through Integra, and it's still Destiny Consulting.
Yeah, it's just a partnership then in that way.
Well, they're a client.
A client, okay, yeah. You know,
they're a client, because I've worked for them off and on in a salary position, I have access to all of their data, and they pay probably $150,000 a year for it.
Oh, really?
And I'm my signature line says Integra Realty, just says Director Integra Realty Resources, which everybody knows. If I get 5 litigation jobs, I can put 3 or 4 people on it, and then just do the hard part, and of course the testifying.
Okay.
So that's kind of how this business works, and you just have to be ready for. You never know when the $350 an hour job is going to come in.
Yeah, when it is, no matter what, you want to be able to jump all over it, though. So, definitely.
If I'm one person going from job to job, then I'll lose that. And so, it's really important to have stuff always going, to have marketing going, have working capital, because even though it's been steady, you've seen the bank statements, it's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
It may be slightly less in 1 month but it makes it right back up the next month. It just means that it was a bigger job that didn't get to get billed in the month that I did it,
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
So it's pretty consistent. It's been the same for a long time. Been in the business for almost 30 years. So that's just kind of how things work, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely be able to see what we can do for you. I was looking at your current loans that you have out right now, and the balances are, right around $45,000, it looks like, for all of them still. So what I was thinking was, I got your file all together here. We got a good idea of what you want to use the money for. So from here, we're just going to see what we can do on refinancing, since that's what your biggest worry was, trying to lower those payments. But even if, it does sound like even if that wouldn't be an option, you'd probably still be interested in trying to see if maybe we can also just get you a slight, working capital loan too, just in case, because I know that's coming into like the end of the year, the beginning of the year, probably being able to have a little extra cash flow to get going would probably be important, right?
You mean if we couldn't get the because of the amortization on the other ones, if we couldn't get them to match quite as well, could we still use a $20,000 working capital loan?
Exactly, because from there, basically you'd be able to use a little bit of that cash to, maybe lower some of the balances, get them other ones close to paid off, but at the same time still have a little bit of cash on top to use for, getting those jobs going and that sort of thing.
And that's exactly what I would do. All of these what I call payday loans, really.
Yeah.
Lending club and Best Egg. they want you to pay them off early. So,
okay.
So the two that have 2.5 years on them, paying them down substantially, you know, or halfway or something, would certainly, that probably wouldn't be the way to do it. Probably the best way would be to pick the one that's got the highest rate, obviously, and pay that off.
Yeah.
You know, or get as close to paying that off. I'd have to take a look at it, but I imagine that it could help us out some way.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I was thinking. So from here, then, what we'll do is we'll look at that. I'll submit this over to my underwriting department, and you know, they'll go through the whole thing, and my credit team will go through that and really see what if we can work with getting you a lower payment or financing those and getting those all squared away for you. But if not, I will mention that you still would be looking for, you know, some additional capital just to kind of have some cash flow and that sort of thing to kind of use really however you see fit there for you. So but yeah, I think we should be good here. I got the email with the rest of the payoff letters, so I'll get all that going, and we should be getting you some answers here by the beginning of next week, some numbers and, you know, some options for you.
All right. Hey, a quick question. I know this isn't your specific department, but does the Bank of Cardiff make loans that are collateralized by property?
I can double check on that, but I do believe so. We do offer, we can put up things as collateral. We do offer that, secured lines as well. So I will figure out what would you have in mind there?
Well, I've got my house, but it's got about an 80% loan on it. So, but it's worth about $425,000. So, but you know, 5% of $425,000 is still some collateral when we're not talking about a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I've got an 8-unit apartment building that's worth $625,000. That's got a $200,000 loan on it. And that's in an LLC.
In an LLC. Okay. Well, yeah, I will, that's always an option as well, you know, just if anything gives you, helps you out, because we have more options that way, just in case. So I will put that in together and let my senior rep know that, you know, that is an option as well. Do you want to do that? Would you be more leaning towards, like, unsecure or secure, though, if you had it, like, idealistically for you?
Well, you know, at this point, you guys are pretty much calling the shots based on what you can do. You know, you know what my goal is.
Okay.
In a perfect world, I'd have the $45,000 paid off and $15,000 in working capital. But if it involved, you know, putting some collateral on either one of those properties. I mean, obviously the apartment building's got a ton of equity.
Okay.
You know, $200,000 loan on a $625,000 property. You wouldn't even need much of an appraisal to get 50% loan to value, you know?
Of course, of course.
I don't wanna misspeak. The loan amount on the $625,000, the loan amount is not 200. It is 330,000.
330.
Right. Well, it's still a low loan to value, but it's...
Oh, yeah, no, you still have almost half. Yeah. Yeah. No, it doesn't make too much of a difference at all. You still almost have half on that property free, in a way.
And it's stabilized as well.
Okay.
You know, it's fully occupied, and we've just done a lot of work on it, and so now it's stabilized with all the work done, and... I was going to just do a refinance with the bank that I've got the loan on, but it's such a good loan. This is a commercial property with a 4% loan on it.
Okay, wow.
So it's like, obviously the refinance would be higher, because it would be a higher loan to value, and I just got lucky. I happened to get the last redevelopment loan.
Don't have the other person
for that. All the banks in the area, as you know, banks nationwide, at the end of every year, they've got to look at their books and make sure that they've done loans in redevelopment areas to keep with their national with their FDIC guidelines. And Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is where this building is the downtown area is going through this multi-billion dollar revitalization.
Okay.
So we were able to get a loan that was classified as redevelopment. That's a really good interest rate. But it's not redevelopment anymore, because it's, you know, they spent half $500,000 in the immediate area. They built a 10,000-seat recreation venue where the Philadelphia Flyers Triple 18 plays.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The financial center, where we get some of our tenants. They built a mall, which is three blocks away. So it's not a redevelopment area anymore, and so my loan would not be 4%.
So gotcha.
If I only need 70 to consolidate some debts, you know, I think if I looked at that, you know, like getting a $400,000 loan at 6-7% instead of 330,000 at 4 and 70,000 at whatever you guys come up with, especially on a secured property, I'd probably be better off.
Okay.
Keeping a long-term loan.
Yeah. No. Definitely. No, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, I understand that exactly. So, well then, I guess from here, what I would say is, what we can do is, I will take this to the drawing board then, now that I have these two, and I'll have my underwriting team go through that and try to get you options for going the secured route and going the unsecured route as well, just so you can kind of see both options on the table and kind of pick and choose what's, you know, may be easier to work with for you. Does that sound like somewhere to start?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Stuart. Well, I will get everything in here. I think we should be good on that. Any other questions for me while you have me here?
No. I appreciate your hard work. You know, I know there's no guarantees on anything, so I appreciate your hard work. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. And so I'll hear from you, like, sometime near the first half of next week.
Yeah, I will. I'll give you a call. My underwriter might, or actually my quality control might, give you a call here in the next 30-45 minutes or so. But if not, we will definitely, I'll touch base with you Monday morning.
Okay. By the way, when the call comes in, do you have any idea what the prefix will be?
858.
Will your quality control call on an 858 number?
Yeah. They'll call from the same. Okay. They're in the same building as we are, so they'll call from the same 858 dial.
Okay, excellent. Yep. I get too many sales calls, so.
No worries. I understand that.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And have yourself a good weekend. I look forward to talking to you next week. I'll keep my eye open for your quality control people.
All right, Stuart. Well, I will get you set up here. We'll go to the drawing board and see what we can do for you. I will get in touch with you next week, and you have a good weekend yourself.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. Bye.